Welcome to the fifth parak of Shirashirim, parak hey. Here we go back, or we go forward, to what Nebuchadnezzar was talking about, the self-sacrifice, the Mesiris Nefesh of Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, who of course didn't bow down. They didn't bow down to this idol in Nebuchadnezzar. We'll learn more about that in Sefer Daniel, where there's a real idol in the halachic Avodah Zarah sense, or whether it was just a slight element of Chilul Hashem in glorifying Nebuchadnezzar as the prime king. Nevertheless, they didn't bow down, and that was definitely Kiddush Hashem. It talks about the tzidkus, the righteousness of Chizkiah, the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. Once the Mishkan was put up, there were the one-off offerings, incense on the outer Mizbeach, the voluntary Chatas offering. Hashem accepted these offerings. They were rare, but these offerings due to their love for Kalan Yisrael, as Rashi writes at the beginning of the Perek. Like an adulterous wife who feels loath to return on to our husband's door, Klal Yisrael were unable to elevate themselves once again and repent. We felt unable to do so. The Psukim talk about the physical and spiritual ups and downs, the era of the first Beis HaMikdash, whether it's Aram invading during the reign of Achaz, whether it's Tshuva in Chizkiah's reign, and Klal Yisrael insist that, or attest, I should say, that they were able to cope with suffering at the hands of enemy nations, even the most harrowing pain. They were yearning for Hashem, and they were yearning for Hashem to reveal himself. After all, he was concealed. It's just fascinating over here. One of the Rashi's comments, Rashi quotes the Gemara, it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, inside Dala Damodala. Rashi quotes him, Pasuk Zayin over here. In the days of Chizkiah, there was no one who was ignorant of Torah. It says that Beersheva Adam, they went from various lengths of the country. Every single person, man or woman and child, they were proficient in the laws of Tumah and Tara. Unbelievable. That is referred to in Pasuk Hey of our Perek.